Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Dan Koff, the Lookout Director of Public Relations. Dan, you've got a lot of fun things going on over with the Lookouts. You won the division and are playoff bound. What measures went into the improvement of the team to get to this point, and how did the teams make it to the playoffs?
Man, it was so fun. I mean, it was so great to win a first half championship. We haven't done that since 2023. We actually haven't won the whole thing since 2017. So hopefully this will be the year that we get a ring again. But it was great. I mean, they won 7 in a row to end it. They had 4 players who recorded 10 or more hits during the series. They were just red hot. The team they were competing against also had a streak of 6 in a row. So it came down to the wire, and it was just really fun to see these guys after last year really rebound and deliver a great performance.
Yeah, and they really did too. Like you mentioned, that streak they went on, it was absurd. And like the box scores that you were seeing were just so many runs just keeping coming in. Each game is just a whole stretch of great offense, great pitching, just all around great baseball. I was kind of confused based off of, you know, being halfway through the season right now. How is it that the winners of the division are already playoff bound?
Yeah, so it's a little different. So minor leagues, you know, because you have so many players going up and going down and going up and going down, they like to split it. So you don't get punished. So players who are here for part of the year get to have a chance to make the playoffs. So for the first half, which just ended, the winners of those divisions for the first half, we have 2 of them, get automatically clinched into the playoffs. And then the second half winners will clinch their spot in September when that season ends. And then the playoffs will begin that second week or third week of September.
That's awesome. I didn't ever think about it like that, about the how much movement there is all season long. But that would make sense because I was looking at it and it's only halfway through. How do we already know they're in the playoffs? But that makes a lot of sense. And that's really cool that they do it that way, because now you can, you know, look forward to it through the second half of the season. What promotions do you have for games coming up here in the future?
We got July 4th. We got July 4th coming up. We're actually home the 4th, 5th, and the 6th. And we decided, why do fireworks just on the 4th? So we're going to do them on the 5th. So get your tickets, lookouts.com. July 4th sells out fast. So make sure July 4th, get your tickets, and then also get them for the 5th as well.
Back-to-back firework nights.
Back-to-back.
Love to hear that. And then every Friday is firework night, so you got that to look forward to. Any other things that coming up that you want to throw in that the listeners might be interested in that they might want to attend?
Yeah, no, we have some fun stuff coming up. You know, as I said, we had the playoffs, but July 12th, thanks to Great Clips, we're giving away a Rhett Lauder bobblehead. So Rhett Lauder was one of our best pitchers last year. If he's actually in the big, he's hurt right now, but that's everyone loves a bobblehead,
of course.
So it's great, and Great Clips helps us do those. So get your tickets, and then you can line up first 1,000 people get one. So make sure you get your tickets for that.
Definitely. And then also, the new stadium's coming around next year, still in the works, being built right now. Seeing some graphics of it, of what we can expect to see. What are you personally looking forward to most, and what is unique to this new stadium opposed to this last one that we've had?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing, and right now we feel it the most, you know, it's just the weather. You know, it's a little warm. In the new place, there's just going to be shade and so much more indoor space. It's just going to be a great place to bring your family, bring your coworkers, no matter the month, no matter the temperature. And I'm just really excited for that. And it's not just going to be about baseball. You know, you can come there, have lunch. You can bring out your Rotary group. You can have a wedding there. You can just do anything and everything from banquets and concerts at this new place. So come on out, Erlanger Park, erlangerpark.com, if you want to go check it out and see some really neat renderings.
Yeah, that's awesome. And didn't really ever think about having a wedding there. That'd be pretty cool to see too. If anyone's planning a wedding for next year or anytime in the future, let us know so we can see those pictures, and we won't crash your wedding, don't worry. But that'd be super cool to see.
Yeah, it was super cool. And it would actually be in a building, you know, from the 1800s. So it would be really neat with a view of Lookout Mountain. So can't beat it.
Of course, and memorable too. So, and unique. So that'd be super cool. But I appreciate you taking the time and answering these questions, and, you know, enjoy the rest of the season. You're already playoff bound, so nothing to worry about there, and just enjoy it and enjoy some good baseball.
Awesome. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
This is Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.